Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. As I've been going through some of my past shows that I previously recorded but didn't post, I came across a show idea that dealt with how small business owners learned to pivot through the pandemic. I listened to Cartier, the owner of On Point Cleaning Services, and she spoke about starting her business just 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, and the ups and downs that she endured over the past year and a half. I liked her determination and quickly did a follow-up call with her and let her know that I wanted to post the show. So today's episode is called How a Small Business Owner Learned to Pivot and Survive the Pandemic. I wanted to say thanks to Cartier for being on the show. I started the show asking Cartier why she started her own business. Listen to how she made it happen.
What led you to start your business?
When I was pregnant with my daughter, I was working for a cleaning company for some time, and they basically found out that I was pregnant, so they fired me. And then from there, I was working in a factory for the duration of, because you need to collect, I think it's like 700 hours in order to get, you know, mat leave. So I believe I was working in a factory for like probably about 6 months, I would say. And then after I had my daughter, I was like, okay, like, what's going on, Cardi? Like, what are you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? I enjoy cleaning. And you know what? When my grandmother came here, the first job that my grandmother had was cleaning. And that was one way where me and my grandmother were able to bond with each other. And for me, cleaning is just something that, you know, just allows me to think. And it just makes me calm. Like, I can't explain the way how it makes me feel, but it just allows me to take my mind off of whatever is going on at the moment and just focus on the task at hand.
No, I get it. I think the same thing. I feel the same way too. I mean, I don't think I like cleaning when I do it, but after it's done, you feel so happy when it's done. Cause you're like,
right? Oh,
the bathroom's clean. It smells like bleach. You know what I mean? Like, I like that. I like the satisfaction of knowing I did that. I get that. I totally get it. What was that like, the process of starting your own business?
Well, to be honest with you, I really didn't know much. So what I first did was I went online and I found businesses that were quite like lucrative that made money. So that was the first thing that I did, because someone had given me advice, like, before you open a business, do a Google search and find out which businesses profit the most. So I was like, okay, I went on Google. I'm like, there was cleaning. And I think there was like a few other things, but that was the one thing that just, you know, solidified it for me. So I was just like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go ahead with this. And then I had a friend that put me in connection with an accountant. And he basically put all the numbers in, the name, and gave me, and then spit out my business number. And that was pretty much it. I spent $700 to do that, which you don't, is that's not the price. So if anyone is interested in doing a business, it's sole providership, that's what it's called, and you can go online by yourself and just sign up yourself, and it's not even $700. I believe it's like $150 to $200 at the most. So I was ripped off, but it's okay. You live, you learn.
True. That's you're right, you learn from that. That's true.
That's true.
So you've been in business, so we can say, for 3 years.
Let me check out my license here. It's actually on the wall. Since 2019. So it's from 2019.
So about 2 years.
Just about 2 years.
And how did the pandemic impact you? Like, how did it impact your business? Because you started in 2019. I'm not sure when in 2019 did you start, like towards the end, beginning?
Towards the end, I believe it was in August of 2019. Yeah, it was August of 2019. And it was rough in the beginning. It was rough, I'm not going to lie. I did a lot of advertising. You know, I watched a lot of YouTube videos. And yeah, it was pretty rough. Like in the first, I would say the first like 6 to 8 months, it was like dead. But I just kept going at it. I just kept, you know, doing you know, just thinking positively. And every day I would wake up and advertise every single morning at 5 a.m. like 5 o'clock, I was up and I would just advertise. And I would be on Google, Kijiji, everywhere, watching stuff to help me to, you know, bring me to that next level, you know. So I did everything that I could, basically.
Do you do all the work yourself, or do you have workers? Like, do you have like employees?
Well, what happened was, I was supposed to get an employee for this year, to help me. And it was an organization that would basically give me the worker. They would work with me. They'd pay me the money at the end of the week. And then I would pay the worker, and then I would just sign it off with my taxes or whatever.
Yeah.
But that didn't end up going through because just everything that was going on with COVID, I just didn't feel comfortable enough to do that, because I was like, you know, I could basically train this worker and then have her do all the work for me, and I could just sit back and do nothing at all, right? Mm-hmm. But you see, what happens sometimes with when you're owning a business is because we're in such a fragile moment right now. It's like people are already on edge, and it's like, I don't want to bring someone new into the mix right now with, you know, because a lot of my clients, they're like my family. So they've been with me for, you know, from the beginning. So it's kind of like, I wasn't ready to take that jump yet. Like, I just wasn't ready. Like, and you know, I just wasn't comfortable with, you know, with everything. And, you know, I don't want to catch COVID. I have a daughter. So it's kind of like, I just figured, you know what, just take it easy for right now, because right now everything is pretty much uncertain. And then, you know, decide once everything kind of cools down what you want to do from there. So.
Cartier did admit that when the pandemic struck, it was hard on her business, but the second wave was a little different.
To be honest, after the second wave, I got busy like crazy. I got busy like it was nobody's business. Like it was bad. But you see this third wave, oh man, this like, whoo, like everything is kind of slow. I'm not even going to lie, but I'm not, you know, cause it's springtime now, everybody's moving. So I'm not too worried. Things are always up and down with a business. So it is what it is. Like, it'll get better.
It has its seasons or its cycles, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Right now, everyone's freaking out right now, but guess what? The kids are going to be home. The house is going to be a mess, and the kids are not going to clean up, and the husband's not going to do it, and the wife is tired. So that's where we come in. So there you go.
So then how have you pivoted your business? Cause you said the second wave, you're really busy, and then now not so.
Yeah.
So how have you, and pivot is, I guess, change or adapt it. Like, how have you
adapted to it? Well, what I had to actually do was, I started offering like a decluttering service, and I wouldn't say moving, because I don't physically move anything, but I actually started packing stuff, like organizing and packing, like, you know, packing a like kitchen area and labeling and all that stuff, and like purging. Like, that is one thing that I found that has been making me like a good amount of money, because when the cleaning kind of died down, I was like, you know what, I gotta start doing something else. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna start doing the decluttering and the purging, and it's easy, and it's pretty fast, you know. Like, it's a lot for me. I prefer to do that because you can pretty much just look at an area and be like, okay, that's going there. Da, 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 there you go. Plug it in, pack it up. There you go. Done. So yeah.
That's awesome. Honestly, yeah. Like, you're saying that, I'm like, that is so smart. That's actually, yeah. Love that idea. Cleaning was kind of like waning off, or kind of waning off. Like, you just thought, okay, let me do something else. Purging, cluttering. And because people need to do that. Because yeah. I've been doing it myself, but if someone was there to help me, that would make my life a lot easier. So that is genius on your, that's awesome. Yeah. So then how did lockdown affect you? Because remember that we're kind of still in lockdown.
Like, in lockdown. It was kind of difficult because the second lockdown, it wasn't so bad, because what people did, or what I would tell them, a lot of my clients, is, listen, okay, we're in a lockdown. I know you really can't go anywhere, but how about we just do this? When I'm upstairs, you're downstairs, and then we'll just kind of rotate. But as far as the cleaning went, into the second lockdown, it was like, it was almost like people were like, hey, I'm home. The house is a mess. Like, we need someone to clean this place. So it wasn't so bad. Like, things were still going at a, you know, a somewhat steady pace.
Because of lockdown, they're talking about essential workers, this and that. I guess
is essential. They deem it essential because if your clients are elderly, mm-hmm. and they have kids, you're deemed essential. Like, I've been working this whole entire time. Like, I've been working. So yeah, I'm deemed essential. Like,
do you have any advice for any small business owners, like during this time, or what have you, if there's anything you could tell them that you've learned through this process?
I would definitely tell them to do their research, put your plans to paper. Don't just talk about it, do it. And don't think that it's going to get easy. Like, it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, because if it was, everybody would be doing it. But the thing is, once you put the work in, like, the satisfaction is great. Like, when you see customers coming back, when you have referrals, you know, when you're making that money, that's even better. You know what I'm saying? But it's mm-hmm. like, you got to put in the work. It's not easy. Like, you have to put in the work, and don't think that, oh, I only got, you know, $200. That's not much money. I can't start. You can start today. Like, there's no standard of a set amount of money that you have to have. Just put it in motion and everything pretty much will fall into place, because there's been times where I've done things and I've met someone, they're like, hey, you know, I have a friend that does this and this and that, and you know, he said that you should do it, like, he did it this way and da da, or you know what, here's his number, ask him. So it's like, once you start putting things in motion and putting your, you know your foot starts hitting the pavement and you're meeting people, and you have to be open to meet people and to talk to people, because you never know who people might know. So yes. You know, it's just putting in that work, put in the work and work hard, and eventually it will pay off. Like, you will get what you want as long as you put in the work. If you're not putting in the work, nothing's gonna happen.
How about during like now, like, I mean, like, or the past year and a half, the lockdown, the not lockdown, the essential worker, you know what I mean? Like, how, what advice would you give them, like, how to
stay afloat?
Yeah, stay afloat, navigate.
The best thing that I would tell people to do right now is, because everybody's home, mm-hmm. advertise, because your $10 could turn into $200. So basically, you just keep flipping your money over and over and over again, because you might say to yourself, okay, I'm gonna go on Facebook and I'm gonna spend $20 to target this. Because with Facebook, you can target your audience. I want to run it, the advertise for 3 days between whatever time, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You spend $10, you spend $20, but think about it this way. You spend $20, but then you're going to get a customer for $300. Mm-hmm. And then you advertise again, and then you'll spend for even advertise for more money, and then you'll hit more areas. So advertising is so, like, important. And some people might say, oh, you know, I didn't get really a buzz from advertising from this platform. That's okay. You just keep trying something else. What might work for someone else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So definitely go online, go on Google. Google is your best friend. Another thing, put your business on Google. Always put your business on Google, because before I go anywhere, there's been times I've gone to restaurants. I'm like, hey, let me try this place. I'll sit in my car, go on Google. Reviews, terrible. Okay, no, I'm not going there. So put your business on Google and advertise like crazy. Like, advertising is the one thing that's going to get you there. Don't depend on your customers alone to refer you to customers. You have to advertise. That's the most important thing. That will help. That helps the most.
As Cardi and I spoke about her experience running a business during COVID-19, she unfortunately admitted to other issues that she sometimes ran into. Even though she had to deal with the stress of the pandemic, she at times had to deal with racist clients. I asked if she would share an incident that she recently experienced. So you were saying the one, I guess, something that impacted you or your business was the fact that you're ethnic, person of color. Please speak on that. Like, just tell me. I just need to know what happened, or how, actually, not what happened, but what, how were you affected? Like, was it through like a phone call and then you come in and like,
yeah, tell me. That's how it usually starts, because You know, a lot of my customers, they'll usually just, you know, call me. They'll find me on Google or on Facebook. Some people, they'll really do their research. They will go, like, they'll find you on like Google, and then they'll search you on Facebook. And then from Facebook, they could possibly link you to your actual Facebook. So that's another thing, that if you want to keep your stuff personal and you want to open up a business Facebook account, I would say don't link it to your Facebook, because then again, if you don't really care and you're like me, then it's whatever. But there's been times where people will talk to me on the phone. I'll get to their house and they're like, whoa. And I'm just like, whoa, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just, because, you know, my work speaks for itself. At the end of the day, let me say this, okay? If people are ignorant, they're ignorant. That's just what they are. You're the way how you do things, the way how you do things should speak for itself. And if from there they decide that they don't want to work with you because of your ethnicity, it doesn't matter, because you probably wouldn't even want them anyway. But I never make it stop me. My attitude never changes. I'm still that same person. It doesn't change. Now, there are some people that'll be like, oh, this person's racist, this person's this. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Listen, I don't care. You could be the most racist person in my life. In the world, I don't care. Just make sure you have my money when I'm finished and we have no problems. This is a thing. Sometimes people need to be able to separate business to personal. It's business. It's not personal. So don't take anything personal. Do your work, collect your money, and that's it. You know, and sometimes there are some people that, you know, they're racist, but they're like, hey, this person works pretty good. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe I should just give them a shot. So it's like, you can't make that stand in the way. It's always going to be a problem from the day you're born. You being Black is always going to be an issue. You know what I'm saying? But you got to just, you know, just deal with it and just keep pushing. If there's an area that doesn't like you, go somewhere else. Advertise in Scarborough, advertise in Brampton, where it's more, you know, diversity, or go to Toronto, where people are more accustomed to seeing Black people or people of color. So it's like, don't make your race get in the way of you making money, or you thinking, you know, you can't do something because people are going to give you a hard time because you're Black or you're colored. That doesn't matter.
Like you were saying before, you were saying that, you know, you went to a home or something like that, and it was like, wow, what happened? Like, did someone say something to you, or was it just their expression on the face? What did you notice, and what happened?
Just the way how it's just, you know, when you're Black, and you know what, I hate to use the fact that, oh, I'm Black, and I don't use it as a crutch. Like for me, yeah. I don't use the fact that I'm Black as a crutch. I'm proud. I'm a proud Black woman. But you definitely know when you step into a room and someone's uncomfortable because of the color of your skin or the way how you look. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got to the lady's house, and it was pretty crazy, because when I got there, she had like a newborn, and that was the main reason why she wanted me to come in clean for her. So when she was there alone with her son. And I got there and I went to offload my truck, get my stuff and bring them in. So after that, I went upstairs and she got her mom and her dad to come in. And they were, as I was cleaning every area where I was, they were just in the room in that area. And you know what? I didn't make it stop me. You know what? Because people are ignorant, and you cannot fight them at the fact that they're ignorant. This is how they were raised. This is how they're brought up. It doesn't excuse the fact that they're ignorant and they're racist, but it doesn't mean that that should stop you from doing what you need to do. Don't make that distract you. Just focus on the task at hand. No one cares. Like, who cares? You're there to do a job, get the job done, and that's it. And you know, after I left, her mother came to me and she was like, she says, oh, you know, I apologize. You know, and I'm sorry. And it's just, my daughter's going through a lot right now and everything else. And I was just like, I was just kind of like, apologize for what? Like, you know what I'm saying? And she just like, well, you know, it's just hard right now. And I was just like, okay, yeah, sure. No problem. Absolutely. You don't need to apologize. It's okay. Like, I totally understand. Like, you know, it's life, and you know, we'll all get through it. You know, just keep working hard and keep pushing. That's it. And she was just like, yeah, I'll make sure that she sends you the money. And you did an excellent job, and I'm very like I'm pleased with the queen, because her daughter didn't say thank you, and her mother just apologized for her daughter's nasty attitude.
Yeah. Well, your positivity will definitely get you. I mean, like, get you everywhere. Like, you definitely have a really good attitude, or outlook.
I really enjoyed my talk with Cartier. She's clearly a hustler and focused on elevating her business. What I enjoyed the most about our talk is that she was able to modify her cleaning business to the pandemic and branch out and added decluttering to her services. Very smart. Before I ended the show, I asked that she share her socials so that you can follow up with her if you have any cleaning needs.
I'm on Instagram.
What's your handle?
It's onp.oint cleaning.cleaning services. I'm also on Facebook. It's On Point Cleaning Services. It's the black hands with the purple home. You can't miss us. And I'm online too. The website is onpointcleaning.ca.
Thanks, Cartier, for sharing your socials and for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, honestly.
Thanks again for listening to the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to the shows on my blog at wordswithmichelle.com. You can follow me on Instagram at wordswmichelle, Twitter at wordswmichelle, and on my Facebook page at Words with Michelle. If you have any questions or would like to provide a comment or feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. You can also email me if you're interested in sponsoring my podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and until next time, bye.